Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Messages to Me podcast. We are here with episode 8. We're building the momentum. We're really, really building the momentum. And it's exciting because, hey, I really started with a we'll see how far this goes. And right now I feel like I'm starting an episode with a I like where this is going. This is good. As you know, it's a late night as usual. I got to keep an eye on my child on the baby monitor. And today we're going to go into a topic that, I mean, you could apply to parenting, but it's not about parenting. It's really about trusting ourselves and trusting myself. And I'm also going to add in this new piece that I thought would be amazing because this podcast is called Messages to Me. And with that said, I used to vision box pretty religiously for about 3 years. And what that meant is I would write notes, almost like a gratitude journal or just a journal in general. And I would put it in a box that had pictures of things I love, similar to what you put on a vision board. But this was a box of things that I wanted to see manifest in my life. So whatever I'd put on my vision board, instead I put it on a box. And in that box, I put messages to myself really and truly from throughout that year. So I thought it would be really cool to read some of those messages here on the podcast, because with this being messages to me, then I should really reflect on some of those messages to me, because they probably have application in my reality right now, and maybe they don't. But also, what if it reflects something that I need to know? What if it tells me something great? What if it gives me that boost of motivation that I need right now? You know, you never know. And also, sometimes I just want to know, what was I even thinking 3 years ago? Or sorry, not even three, 4 years, 5 years ago. I can't believe our lives were on hold for a good 2 years. But anyways, we're here now together because, again, we're here doing this podcast thing. And as we get into today's podcast, I just want you guys to know this will be about trust, most importantly. And I'm going to work through my issues of trusting myself. I was really good at one point, but today I'm really going to try and really hone in on where the lack of trust has even come from, if I can. So yeah, today we're going to start trusting ourselves. And this episode is really about where lacking trust in ourselves came from, but also where it stems from for me, because I can only speak about myself from an expert place. Whereas I can't say what's going on in your life. I can only hope that we relate. So lacking trust, I blame it on society. I think that's an easy route to go with. But even before that, I really think that institutions have really reduced our ability to trust ourselves, because in a sense, you're conditioned to start believing that everybody else has a better answer about your life than you. When questions come up that you should technically answer for yourselves, we usually seek out other people, because the idea is everybody does have the answer or has gone through it and they can tell you exactly what to do in your circumstances. Now, there's a lot of reasons why we should seek out support from others when we're dealing with issues. However, when we live and work in institutional environments, or where even just your day-to-day can come across as very institutionalized in terms of how things are done, how practices play out, how information is disseminated. Is that the right word? You know me and my language. We tend to put less trust in our ability to decide what's good for ourselves and what's right for ourselves, and more trust into the authoritative figures around us, for the reason that they may simply be more educated, or they're an authoritative figure, or because they're older. And really and truly, we need to hone back in on our trust for ourselves. Because realistically, in institutions, the goal is to support the maintenance of the institution and sometimes the growth of that institution. And because we don't have, I shouldn't say not because we don't have the trust in ourselves, but when we go to the authoritative figures or to people who are very much a part of those institutions for support or for, I don't know, advice or, you know, like to help us guide our way, we often find them guiding us towards things that will help maintain the institution rather than see what is best for ourselves truly and honestly. And it also maintains a certain level of in-the-box thinking. Something I wrote down when I was thinking about this episode was a lot of the times in institutions, it boxes in our capabilities and our capacity to think outside of the box. So it boxes in our capabilities and our capacity to think outside of the box. And that is not just my experience growing up in the education system. This is also my experience in post-secondary. And this is also my experience working on the other side within an institution. So even though you start thinking creatively about solutions and things that could really help and support people, you also realize that the figures that might be higher than you or the institution itself is lacking the resources to actually enable out-the-box and creative thinking. The sad thing is that leaves a lot of people in a place where they're unable to have autonomy to create for themselves what makes most sense. And it also reduces our ability, whether you're the worker or you're the person who is receiving services from those institutions, it reduces your ability to start really trusting or building a trusting relationship with yourself and giving up a lot of that trust of yourself over to the figure that has some sort of authority to you. This may sound very theoretical based, and it may come across as not pointing at the problem and kind of speaking around it. And I don't want it to come across that. So I'll give you a very, very, very definite, clear example of what I'm talking about. In post-secondary school and in high school and in elementary school, you are taught very specific things, like specific things, as in you're taught math, you're taught English, you're taught about history, social studies, very specific things. There's no life skills. There's no learning to trust yourself is only in the interest of being normal. So being normal would refer to me being like a decent kid, being able to do my homework. When I say decent kid, I don't mean like there's such bad kids. I just mean being a kid that's doing their homework, listening to the authority, and also, you know, being creative when they ask me to be creative, but not really being creative just on my own because it's just something I enjoy, or something I just do. And then when you're in high school, you're also learned to do your work as usual, which is fine. All of these things are fine. However, the ability to think outside of what a teacher says is acceptable. Like if you wrote an essay on something that is not based on, like at least back in my day, if I was to write an essay on, say, why the world could technically be green, and it was very persuasive, I used all the correct language, and I even like had really valid sources to back it up, possibly, there would be, I probably still wouldn't get a good grade because it's just so far out from what normal thinking actually is. And unfortunately, if I don't have a source to back it up, it can't actually be valid. So from that very beginning stage of writing essays is I have to validate all of my thinking by somebody else. And then when you move into university, it goes even further where there really isn't a single thing you can do without validating it by somebody else's thought process or somebody else's thinking. And if I was to validate it, then, and really, I remember this PhD student told me, until you get to your PhD, people are telling you what to think, people are telling you what to say, how to act, and da 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 da. And until you get to your PhD, it's only then when you're expected to come up with something for yourself. truly create something new and bring to the table. And in many ways, most of our thinking is based on somebody else's thinking. Even though we may have dreams that are beyond what we could ever think of, even though spiritually life exists in so many different ways, we don't really get to ever trust that whatever vision we had or whatever dream we had could potentially be true in our lifetime, or it may have even a true message for us. We're just kind of given the, yeah, no, it's whatever. I mean, what an imagination. When you're a child, having a big imagination is like, that's amazing, you know, think differently, you know, all that sort of stuff. But as you go through the school system and you get older, having imagination, it's so hard to say this, why? Having a big imagination just is deemed like almost crazy, or your head is in the clouds, or you're not being realistic. When there's really not a problem with having an imagination, because people with great imaginations, they write books, they make movies, they create things that we want to indulge in. And when we look at them, we either look at them with envy or judgment, yes, but a lot of the times we look at them with an appreciation for their ability to look at the world different. And when I thought about this whole thing about lacking trust in ourselves, it comes from a place where I'm unable to get away from my belief that someone will be judging me for thinking differently, or for still having an imagination, and for trusting myself to do what's best for me, not doing what's best for the maintenance of the system or society or the institution, the institutions that I might be a part of, technically as a citizen. And so I really had to reflect on this because, I mean, there has to be a point where we start thinking for ourselves. Otherwise, we can get swayed into everything else that may not really be for us. And for me, that really comes about in parenting sometimes. I had to go through a whole experience with doctors and my skin and all that sort of trying to figure out what's going on and what's best for my skin. And it went from just take the doctor's advice to never wanting to take the doctor's advice again because of how my skin had lost its pigment when I had gone through this big situation of like eczema or dermatitis, because it was based on like a reaction. So that actually began my process of trusting myself through health, like in health. I don't know if that was the process of trusting myself spiritually, but I think everything kind of leads into each other eventually, and we'll get to that story. But I really do feel like when I began that process of trusting myself when it comes to my health care, there's a lot of decisions I made that were empowering to me, but I also worried about how other people viewed me because of them. I remember specifically going vegan and worrying about how people viewed me. Like, I didn't worry about it until I met people and they gave me the, And oftentimes, it doesn't matter whether it's your lifestyle, like your diet, or it's your spiritual choices, or it's your career choices. If you decide to make choices that are based out of the trust you have for yourself and what's best for you, there will always be some sort of judgment that exists. And that judgment has nothing to do with you, but it's there. And oftentimes it plays a part in how confidently you move forward towards your actual goal. And I realized that's hindered me a lot in the past, and it still comes up for me pretty often. Like, I would say I'm feeling a little bit of this right now with some of the business endeavors that I'm really trying to get off the ground. But there's also people who look at you with not envy, but, well, some will be envious. What's the better word for envy? Like, in a way where inspiration, it will make some people envious, but it will also make other people inspired. So when you take a different route than what other people tell you, it's almost like you have to remind yourself that this is going to inspire other people, as opposed to
people are just going to judge you. Because when you stay on, especially for me, this is something, this is a real message to myself. It's a full-on message. I have to remind myself that people are inspired by my journey. Do I believe everyone's just watching what I do on a daily basis? Absolutely not. That would just be conceited. But for the people who are watching what I do, or who support me or care for me or are looking out for me, some of them are inspired by my journey because I showed a real appreciation for myself. I showed a sense of trusting myself and my guidance and my intuition to be able to do this path that is not feasible for some people or not realistic for other people. And it's not their path either, but it's a path that I created for myself and I'm going forward on it. And that creates inspiration that outweighs the potential people who are judging me for this lifestyle that I'm making a choice to live. And that is one of the things I realized came up in one of my messages to myself in the vision box. And I'm going to read it to you shortly, because a lot of this stems from what that was about. But yeah, that is something I need to keep reminding myself of. Maybe I should get it tattooed. That I have to remember that I am inspiring somebody to take chances on themselves and trust that their decision is the right thing for them to do versus waiting for other people to validate their choices because it fits into what society needs and what the institution says is the right thing to do. Oh man, imagine the careers I would have been in. I mean, maybe I would have made a good decision at some point. There's no doubt I would have made a different decision at some point. It's just not in me. Anyway, whew. What else did I write down here? I guess I covered everything. I was also writing down some of the things that I feel when it comes to this whole topic of lacking trust in ourselves. And I just realized that whenever I get this lack of trust in myself, especially when I'm already on the path, it leads to a lot of anxiety. So if you are feeling that bit of anxiety, you could ask yourself if it's coming from this lack of trust in yourself. But if it's not, hey, whatever. But I also realized that's coming from a place of like not trusting myself, not trusting God's work. And then also just like sometimes it's a feeling of defeat that I'm really dealing with because it's not necessarily working out right away on the time I want it to. And really it's probably delayed in when my goal is delayed in when it's supposed to really come to fruition and manifest into the thing I want. So that's another thing. Anyways, let me get to this little piece of paper here because I'm going to pull out two. I'm actually going to show you the vision box. Bear with me. Okay, if you're listening, you can't see the vision box. If you're watching, you can see the vision box. So I strongly encourage you who are listening to watch this video eventually so you can see my new hair color. So you can see the box. So this is what it looked like. And you can see there's a whole bunch of stuff going on. I wonder if it's backwards. Smiling faces. Twins, because I wanted to have twins. But I actually really like the laughter that's on it and the heart because that's what... I put a heart on this vision box because I want love all around me. I put an empty notepad with a pencil because I want to write my own life. I want to be apart from the crowd and stand into my spotlight. I want to go deeper and balance my life. And on the top, this is more of the physical manifestations, how much money I want to make, 100k and 108,000, make an impact, support women in the industry. I wouldn't mind getting an award. And then I have all these words that I thought were very powerful, like truth, May because it's my month, create, self-compassion, old meets new because I'm evolving, building a house, Oh, I forgot this other page. I am not afraid. This is probably not page. Other side of the box. This is my favorite part of the box because I do feel like this is a journey and I need to breathe. And I'm not afraid and I want to keep learning. And look at that. What does it say? Truth. Of course it does, because everything comes together, right? So anyways, when I open up this box in this area that I started fidgeting with, I actually pulled out this one, which I'm going to read now. And it says, "Thank you for the journey my parents took to make the life I live possible. Absolute thank yous to my parents because they're truly amazing. They're really, really amazing." But I actually remember the feeling of writing this, oddly enough. The journey my parents took to make the life I live possible. I remember this being me giving gratitude for my ability to live as freely as I do. And when I say that, I don't mean like, oh, I'm living in Canada. What I meant was being able to decide for myself what career path I take, having time and space to break down when I was depressed, having more space to recover from being depressed, and even more space to own a home where I can invite people over anytime I wanted, to have a sharing circle. And being able to try out things I believed I wanted to do, like life coaching and... Wow, this is actually so unbelievable. I just keep looking back at this paper because I really do thank my parents for this journey. They truly respect me, and I pray that everybody else in this world could have parents who respect them, respect their wishes, don't try to tell them what to do, but really understand their role as guide as you get older. Yeah, I definitely, there's no doubt in my mind when I think of the life I lived, I've definitely come from a place of privilege, not in the sense of riches, but a place of privilege to have family that supports me and has done the best they can to support all their kids. And I mean, moving out of, I guess we did live in the hood. The hood is so much fun. But moving out the hood to a townhome down the street from the hood and giving me the freedom to choose what high school I went to and allowing me to choose what direction I want to go into. They really trusted me. That's the privilege I received, that my parents trust me. Because I know not everybody has that privilege, and I have it, and I'm thankful. And I just hope I can parent like they did, to a degree. Obviously, no parent's perfect. But I hope that I can parent in a way that I can make room for my children to feel privileged. And not financially necessarily, but privileged to be able to have autonomy and trusted to make solid decisions for themselves, knowing that their parents know they would never veer off too far from the path that is best for them and that will maintain their health and their development in the most optimal way, you know? So that was a light start. That was a light start to this vision box, because I mean, I know some days I wrote some stuff and it hurt. It made me cry. It was sad, but we're gonna get there. So tell me what you guys think about this episode. I really want to know, because this was obviously a little bit different than usual. I know sometimes it comes across like I'm rambling. Actually, am I coming across as rambling? Should I even worry about that? No, Mel, no. You did this for yourself. I did this for me. And you guys just said, yo, I want to see what Mel's talking about today. So I appreciate you guys, and I'm gonna keep working on reminding myself that I'm doing this for me, and I know for somebody it's going to inspire them to choose the path that makes sense for them.
Yeah.
And thanks to my parents, because they're solid.
Yeah.
Have a great week, guys. I'm actually going on vacation next week, so I don't think there will be an episode next week, but if there is, I might just do it from Costa Rica. So yeah, maybe I will. We'll see. But yeah, I'm going to Costa Rica. I'm so excited about it. Even though it's rainy season, I know it's going to be lit and we're going to get the best weather. It's going to be even better than we anticipated. So yeah, talk to you guys. Have a great week. Holla.